MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:52 p.m. Transportation advocates are calling for a regional approach to the MBTA to lower fares to make the T more attractive to low-income riders. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade reports today that a new report from the advocacy group Transit Matters urges Governor Maura Healey and legislative leaders to modernize the commuter rail by making major investments in station upgrades, electrification of the rail system, and other improvements it argues will improve service and reliability while helping the state meet its climate change goals. Beverly State Representative Jerry Parasella discussed the MBTA in a podcast that will be posted today on our website.
Sure, I hear a lot about the T from folks, and I'm happy with the new general manager that the governor hired. We've chatted, and, you know, Beverly, as you know, has four commuter rail stops, and before the pandemic, over 2,000 people were taking the commuter rail each day from Beverly, so that's something we really have to take care of. We have to fix that situation. The traffic is terrible now. People can't really rely on the T, so I think that's something that, you know, we're going to have a lot of focus on in the next, you know, couple of years to try to get this back on track, literally and figuratively. You know, it's important, and people need to have a reliable public transportation.
That's Beverly State Representative Jerry Parasella. Swampscott is looking at ways to streamline and make town meetings more efficient. Daily Item reporter Anthony Camilleri writes in today's paper that the Town Meeting Procedural Advisory Committee has discussed such items as including speaking time limits for town meeting members, potential conflicts of interest among the voters, and town meeting member absences. The Gloucester Times reporting that a Rockport police officer was injured Sunday night in a crash between his police cruiser and a passing MBTA commuter rail train. According to Rockport Police Chief John Horvath, the accident took place at about 8 p.m. when the cruiser and train crashed at the Pools Lane crossing in Rockport. Horvath said the police officer injured was Officer Dave LeConte. He added LeConte was transported to Beverly Hospital with minor injuries. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger oversees the state's second-largest correctional facility. This week, our website featured a podcast interview with Coppinger as he discussed many of the programs that are in place to support inmates and others in Essex County communities. Also in the podcast, Coppinger detailed several of the renovations underway at the Middleton facility.
We work closely with DCAM, the state agency that oversees a lot of construction, but we got a lot going on right now. We have one building in particular, our vocational building. There's extensive renovations going there. We're going to have to close that down probably in August for about a year to 18 months because it needs extensive renovations to bring it up to code. The outside, you know, we call it the skin of the building. The outside covering on the walls are falling off. It's not environmentally friendly. It's certainly not up to code. We got a lot of money going to go into that. We have what we call our 240 building. That's getting a new roof on it as we speak. We just finished a major renovation to our 80 bed unit, that we put some air conditioning in there for the inmates because that place could be really, really be warm in the summertime. And one of the more important ones, because we've had a lot of failures, our cameras and our doors system. You can imagine being this a correctional facility. Everything has to work and work in a timely fashion. So we can't have doors to just open and or don't open. So again, working with DCAM, we have an extensive project going on at our Lawrence facility and here in Middleton to update all our door locks and camera systems so we can get state-of-the-art coverage for safety reasons throughout both facilities.
That's Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Rays yesterday 4-1. The Red Sox will open up a series in Cleveland tonight. In D1 Boys Lacrosse Tournament action today, St. John's Prep will be hosting Barnstable at 5. The Prep is the number one seed in the state tournament. As the Eagles move forward in the tournament, they could be adding a few wrinkles to what they do. This is their coach, John Pinchon.
Putting some stuff in over the last month that we have yet to use in a game. And so those things are things which we specifically add into our game plan for the playoffs. So I think that working on those things becomes a little bit more important here. You know, at this point, we're kind of good at what we're good at, and we want to play into those strengths a little bit. So offensively, getting our key guys in positions to be successful. And then on the defensive end, I think that's where you scheme a little bit more and have a couple wrinkles up your sleeve for different teams and different looks. So that's kind of our focus right now. We do have a pretty big gap in when the tournament was posted to when our first game is. We don't play until next Tuesday. So we have some extra days of early preparation here without like a specific opponent. So it's not really specifically game plan towards our opponent on Tuesday, but more just general things that we think we can use to our advantage either on Tuesday or hopefully down the road.
St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon. In D1 softball today, Peabody will take on Milford, a game that was postponed due to wet field conditions yesterday. That game at 5 today in Peabody. The Tanners have a slew of good players. But as their coach Tawny Palmieri points out, Abby Betancourt is certainly one of the best.
Abby has been, hands down, one of the best players I've ever coached. But not only athletically, just as a person and as a coachable player. She's very, very good. Clearly her stats show for themselves, but just to have that kid that you can, like, she's not afraid to listen to me and buy into what the whole coaching staff says, and try it. And, you know, if we try to correct something on her, she takes it. That's huge to have a player that good that's willing to, you know, adapt or change something that you may think might work better for the team. So I can't say enough about Abby, to be honest with you. She's an unbelievable player in person.
Peabody softball coach Tawny Palmieri. We have all the local scores from yesterday on our Monday sports scoreboard on the website, as well as MIAA tournament links. Later this week, be sure to check out Nick and Nick on the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows right here on our website. That is sports. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanking you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.